Welcome to the Idaho Reports podcast. I'm producer Ruth Brown. Today I'm joined by FY Idaho's executive director, Brenda Wilson. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me today.
Brenda, we'll start. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and what FY Idaho does, what its mission is?
Sure. So I got my professional start in education. I was a school teacher, started out in elementary in one of the state's lowest socioeconomic income school. Worked there for a few years and then just moved up. I've taught all grades, but first, currently I'm not into teaching how to read. I'll teach the alphabet in kindergarten. Then I'll teach people how to write, compositions for college, but I missed the boat on the first graders. From there, I've helped open up new organizations such as I have a after-school program called STEM Racing. So I've always tried to find ways in which to make things authentic for our families and for kids. With regards to mental health, I got my start at Cottonwood Creek Behavior Hospital, which is the psychiatric inpatient facility that opened up in 2019, worked in business development, community outreach, and education, and then continued through that continuum of care. So went from inpatient to outpatient, residential. So I've had some experience throughout that continuum of care where people are placed in one spot and they either resource up or resource down depending on the need. And then now I'm over at FY Idaho.
Can you tell me a little bit about the resources that you provide for parents with FY Idaho?
Sure. So the cool thing about FY Idaho is it stands for Families and Youth of Idaho. And so what we do is we provide resources for families who are navigating the mental health system. So those could be support groups. Those could be help in navigating the system when they're having challenges with the system of care. It could be providing workshops. I'm providing workshops this week for families with regards to understanding and acceptance of individuals with unique challenges, such as our youth. We have support groups. It's a caregiver support group. We have a parents with complex diagnoses. And then we have a feedback and support group as well that gives parents the opportunity to share their voice with us so that when we're out in the community and sharing about what we're seeing and what hurdles parents are challenged with, we actually have the voice of the parents to be able to share with the community.
Last year, I did quite a bit of reporting on this. Can you walk me through, maybe for listeners who might not know, what are some of the challenges that folks face when it's either finding care or finding affordable care? Walk me through, what are some of the issues that you're helping these parents with?
Sure. So knowing where to go, that's the first thing. Just knowing what's available and what the acuity is of their, in this instance, we'll say their children. A lot of times a child will have some kind of a challenge happening. They'll have a crisis going on. And depending on what that crisis looks like, kind of helps them know where to go. And so we try to navigate and provide information as to, okay, is this an acute crisis? Is this something that the crisis center can help with? Is this something that we can put you in connection with for intensive outpatient, for day treatment? So it's really educating on those different levels, what they do and how they can be helpful. Now, once an individual, let's say, is in a facility because they're having an acute crisis and they need stability, stabilization, we can help them through that process and advocate on behalf of their rights. If they feel like they don't have the voice themselves, we can help tell them these are the rules. We say rules, but these are the guidelines. These are the expectations, and we can help give them that dialogue so that they know what to ask. Discharge is huge when you're leaving a facility. And so really making sure that the discharge planning is in place is incredibly important. And then on the other side, or the flip side, is when they admit to the next level, what does that look like? What does criteria look like? And really, we have a hard enough time understanding all of that as professionals. Parents and caregivers who aren't used to that system of care, they don't always know what it means to have an acute crisis. Like what level says go to an inpatient hospital, or this is something that they can do by going to the crisis center. So it's really just educating as to what that might look like and then how to get there.
FY Idaho also offers some teen programs. Can you walk me through what they offer?
Sure. So we're known the most for the Boise Brick House, We're located in downtown Boise, 7th and Franklin, and it's an after-school program. Mondays, at this point, it's Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 2:45 to about 5:15. And the majority of the kiddos come from the Boise School District. They can walk here after school. It's a drop-in place where kiddos have the ability to just really feel safe, do programming that is relevant to their lives. So we have fun support groups. We have activities that all go around that mental wellness. We have our mentors, our parent, our coordinators that are really, really good at articulating how they could be helpful and directing them to resources if they need it as well. So it's a fun activity based program, but one that they just need to chill out and they just need some time. We're available for that as well.
Is that intended to also offer maybe some respite for parents, or?
Intuitively, I would say yes. We do not advertise or, put that out that this is what we
Sure.
are. But I will say if the kiddos come over here after school and they stay for a couple of hours and the parents are at home, absolutely. That would give, parents an opportunity for a couple hours to get everything ready for when they return, the kids return. And the parents have a lot of fun, coming and seeing what we're doing too. So it's pretty interactive.
This week happens to be Children's Mental Health Acceptance Week. What do you hope people learn or take away from it?
So my big platform with regards to this week is really about understanding how everybody's unique, and specifically because this is focused on children, it's what are the unique challenges and hurdles kiddos of this day and age are struggling with, are folk are their focus, what are they focusing on trying to really understand, and really being the place or the platform to advocate on behalf of just what differences might look like. And so Wednesday, we're having a mental health awareness festival where we're bringing together community partners to be able to educate them to really collaborate and then bring people to where we are so that they can see what we are working with regard to the kids and what their challenges are. And they will be there as well and be able to share their voice.
What does FY Idaho see as the biggest need in Idaho for these kids right now?
Well, other than awareness of what's happening, acceptance, understanding, and really being able to listen, I think resources. I mean, we are a rural state and resources are depleted. Everywhere you hear, it's, there's wait lists forever and ever and ever. That is just what you hear all the time. It's nothing new. And so, really, I think empowering organizations like ourselves and schools and families to really think outside the box of how we can add some help in our community, in the infrastructure. What can we do together to help when we're seeing that we're not meeting a need somewhere? So really, it's collaboration and just really finding those resources and empowering people to get into the game, so to speak.
In your role, you work with several of the regions. You're not just Boise based.
Correct. Yes, we're a statewide family ran organization. Idaho is built into seven different mental health regions. And so our job and mine is to make sure that we do all of this work throughout the state. And if anybody in any region needs help, they can call our family support line. They can come over and see us. They can reach out. They can email, and we can walk them through the process and whatever it is that they need. And if we are the not the place that they need to be going to, we can provide them that information.
For anyone listening or people interested in supporting your organization, what is the way to contact you? How can they learn more?
So probably the best way is to go on our website. It's fyidaho.org. That has a lot of information on there. We have recently got involved in the social media platform. So we have Facebook, Instagram, both for our FYI sites, but also for our Boise Brick House. So if anybody's interested in seeing some of the things that the kids might be doing and working on, or they want to see what FY Idaho as a whole is working on, they can go that route as well.
Brenda Wilson, FY Idaho. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Presentation of Idaho Reports on Idaho Public Television is made possible through the generous support of the Laura Moore Cunningham Foundation, committed to fulfilling the Moore and Bettis family legacy of building the great state of Idaho. by the Friends of Idaho Public Television and by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support for Idaho Public Television comes from the School of Public Service at Boise State University, providing objective and impactful research for Idaho and beyond, and academic programs with hands-on learning that equip students to be effective public service leaders.